Syria's crackdown on dissent has led to a sharp plunge in relations with neighboring Turkey. But the Syrian regime does have its Turkish supporters. They're mainly members of the Alawite minority, the same sect as Syria's ruling Assad family. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited southeastern Turkey and found mixed loyalties among residents there.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has steadily sharpened his rhetoric against his former ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, as the death toll in Syria has climbed. That stance is generally popular on the Turkish street. Well, on most streets, that is. Last month in southeastern Hatay province, a large demonstration featured the classic pro-Assad chant, Allah, Syria, Bashar, that's all. Later, the left-wing organizers of this rally said they were surprised by the pro-Assad faction that showed up. But it was a moment that highlighted the deep ambivalence among Turkey's own Alawite minority about the international pressure to topple the Alawite-led regime in Syria. Cafe owner Zeynal Erlu, a Sunni from Antakya, says Turkish Alawites know Assad has protected Syrian Alawites, something Turkey's leaders have not always done. But he says as the violence intensifies, that support is becoming harder to justify.
Yes, now we feel the tension rising. The Alawites here are supporting the Assad regime without condition and have even demonstrated for him. They see the situation primarily through the lens of their sectarian identity.
Analyst Cem Doğan at Mustafa Kemal University in Antakya says the sizable Alawite population in Hatay sharpens fears of sectarian conflict.
The people who live here for the most part are related to the Alawites in Syria. There are bonds of history and friendship. And since Hatay is a province that has to a large degree turned its face towards Syria, it creates problems on an emotional scale.
Hatay's complicated history has much to do with the intensity of feelings about Syria here. When the Ottoman Empire collapsed after World War I, Hatay was ceded to Syria, angering the new Turkish leader Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. By 1938, the nominally independent Republic of Hatay was declared, under a voting process that critics said gave short shrift to minority rights. Several months later, Hatay became part of modern Turkey. Tensions between Ankara and Damascus would linger until the early part of this century, when Prime Minister Erdogan worked hard to thaw relations with President Assad. Then came the Syrian uprising and the regime's bloody response to it, and Syrian-Turkish ties soured again. Cafe owner Zeynal Erlu says the Alawite focus on minority rights is understandable, but it's not helping Syrians facing horrific bloodshed if everyone takes a strategic, not a humanitarian, view of the uprising.
Everyone hates the killing because at the end of the day, this is Muslim killing Muslim, and that's unacceptable. But there are other dimensions as well. For instance, Russia is supporting the regime at all costs. Why? To protect their Mediterranean military port. So they back the Alawite regime with the help of Iran, and that makes people here nervous.
From a rooftop in the village of Güveci, Syrians who have fled here for safety can see the green hillsides of their homeland, and some say they've seen Syrian troops at work, possibly laying mines. 19-year-old Tamer Faizo says he has family on both sides of the border, not an unusual situation in Hatay province. He says he hasn't seen many weapons going across this border yet, nothing more than a few guns at a time. But if anyone's looking to smuggle weapons into the Free Syrian Army, he's ready to help. Hatay's complicated loyalties are also giving rise to a bumper crop of rumors about local spies assisting Syrian intelligence, helping them track Free Syrian Army leaders and other wanted men. It's one more factor ratcheting up tensions in this border province. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.